I don't even think. Whatever. Let's just finish this fucking podcast so I can bust my pants.
I can't wait to bust.
You just need to jack off, dude.
I told you. I thought we all made a pact not to jack off this whole trip.
You've been fucking... I don't know how to tell this to you, but you've been fucking sleep busting every night.
Nocturnal
edition. That should have been a reality show. Bust House.
Bust House.
Five guys in a house, and they're like, none of them are allowed to jack off, and it's just guys quietly jacking off on night vision camera. And they have like a computer room, and it's like, they're just meeting in the morning, and there's a guy with his shirt off making a protein shake. And he's like, yeah, bro, I got to talk to you because I went to go get a glass of water last night, and I saw you busting the computer. Ba-dum-bum. Like, just a tight shot of the
Tyler,
other
I
face.
Saw you bust.
I swear night. I wasn't busting.
I wasn't busting.
I was edging.
I edged for a while, but I didn't bust. Tyler and Sasha debate whether he busted or not. Coming up on Bust House.
Nah, dude, you couldn't let the bus. You'd have
dude,
to
I asked you several times, stop bringing up that girl with big tits we saw.
Don't say the word breasts.
Don't, with that girl we saw with big boop, don't say, and they like blur his mouth when he says tits. Bust House.
Dude. That sounds great.
You cannot watch fucking commercials for fucking bikini waxes. You cannot watch a fucking Summer's Eve douche commercial. It gets me too fucking horny, bro.
Eric has some news to share with the group. The producers found out that I actually have testicular cancer, which prevents me from busting to begin with. So they're asking me to leave the show. The boys, go play putt-putt golf to send Eric off. One last hang before Eric has to leave because he lied about his testicular cancer.
Bro, honestly, when I found out your nuts didn't work, I felt really betrayed, bro.
Yeah, you know, he's fake as hell.
I just can't
dude.
Wait till we get back to the clubhouse and we can play Wii.
God damn.
You people would watch it.
I would legitimately watch that. I would watch Bust House. Honestly, I'm thinking about it. That would be a challenging thing to do.
Yeah.
To live.
But just they're just constantly beating off.
No. But in a scenario where there's like, the cameras are watching you, and every time you grab your cock, it's like, wah, wah, or some
no,
shit.
No, it's not. It's just it's 10 guys in a house, and they're not supposed to beat off. But you don't get anything for not beating off.
There's no
That's
prize.
Just the rule.
But people keep talking about how they're there to win.
Yeah, so they're like, I'm not here to make friends, even though I have.
I'm here to not beat off.
I'm here to not bust. And then they're just constantly beating off.
Yeah. Eric, I could tell that you're beating off right now. No, I'm not, dude. Mm.
There was cum all over the spatula.
That is honestly such an interesting fuck. We should pitch Bust House because I honestly would watch that. Is there a prize or is it just like
there's
Jersey
no
Shore?
There's no prize. There's no point to it. There's not even.
They have to go to work, right? The way all those shows are.
No, yeah,
they have to work at like a.
No, they don't have cell phones.
Oh, there's like challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like they tried to work at the local burrito fiesta, but Eric beat off. The boys immediately started beating off.
But unfortunately, they employed a pretty hot 15-year-old hostess.
A 15-year-old girl was working there, and they couldn't help but take turns beating off in the bathroom.
Just looking at her and closing your eyes because you wouldn't
Bro,
remember.
Bro, we weren't in the house. We all caved.
Bro, that's my little cousin, bro.
Yeah, they're just standing around in a circle, and there's tiki torches in the backyard next to the jacuzzi. And they're like, we all promised we wouldn't bust at Burrito Fiesta. We all said we wouldn't do it, and we all failed the challenge, and that's on all of us. And we're going to learn and grow from this. Ba-dum-bum-bum, ba-da-bum-bum, Bust House.
So does anyone get eliminated?
No.
You have
no,
to, right?
You just get caught and everyone's
so it's just,
pissed at you.
It's Jersey Shore, but it's about beating off, not beating off.
There's no rules, other than you can't
That's what
bust.
Binds these people together, yeah. Is not busting.
And then at the end, they realize that they've made friendships for a lifetime, you know?
And it's through showing that masturbation is evil. what you can accomplish by not busting.
Yeah, male friendship. Because mm-hmm. you know that busting gets in the way of men being friends with each other.
You know, you want to throw a...
We're so catty. You know,
you want to throw a fucking a wrench in there?
Yeah.
Put a gay guy in there.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you what. It would be cool if one of them, his dick didn't work.
I think
And he was tricking all of them. But then the show is sponsored by BlueChew.com.
Bust House.
Blue Chew.
The official sponsor.
Are you a gay man trying to trick straight men into sex?
Yeah.
Drop some Blue Chew in their drink.
Yeah. If Blue Chew will make a guy's dick hard whether he wants it or not. And if you see a fella you like, mix a little Blue Chew in the GHB, and you can drug and rape him.
No,
with the help of Blue Chew.
We just got our sponsors reads. Back.
We finally got our reads back.
No, we didn't lose. We never lost.
I know. I'm just trying to create a narrative, man.
No, all our other sponsors went out of business.
Thursday Boots doesn't exist anymore.
No, because they found out they were selling boots to cops to step to kick.
Oh right. Yeah,
that's kick right. in Doing some Antifa skulls.
Oh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, yeah, that didn't.
We
happen.
Couldn't do that to the.
Then we probably shouldn't even mention.
Yeah, we shouldn't mention. No,
they're still brand. In business. It's what happened was it's not winter anymore, so they didn't want to buy advertising.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's for the winter.
Well, it's winter in Australia now.
Yeah, we have a lot of
call them back.
We have a lot of fans there.
I guess they're probably advertising an Australian podcast.
They talk like fucking
they
idiots.
Wear, yeah. In Australia, even during the summer,
you listen
they wear.
To the Dingy Fucko podcast. I'm Fucko Dingus.
I'm fucking Gay Tom.
I'm shit ass faggot shit. Blingo.
There he is.
Blingo fair shit ass. I'm from Australia.
I'm Marky Dude.
I'm Wazoo Cockface all the way from down under, and I need Blue Chew to make my bitch dick work.
Oi, when I'm out on the old outback,
and when you're on the outback, it's too hot to get your dangler stiff.
Yeah,
you
that's
gotta
true.
Take a Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Yeah, there's only a 5 degree range that I can get hard in. Mm. It's between 68 and 73 degrees.
Yeah, I need Predator to be looking at my dick to get hard. I need to tempt a pit viper with my dick. Make sure it's the exact right temperature, that its IR sensors go off and it fills my dick with sweet venom. And that's actually what Blue Chew is made out of. The ingredients in there, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, which was, a lot of people don't know this, it's snake poison.
Snake poison.
And how they discovered that was by spending some time in the jungle.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right.
Bob Dole went to the Amazon.
Got his cock absolutely punctured.
He was like, well, if I can't be president, I guess I'll get my dick sucked by snakes.